Okay, Parshas Vayakel Shkolim. Am I correct? This week is Parshas Shkolim? I think so.
Yeah. Kisisa?
I do believe. That's Vayakel, because I do believe that it's also Parshas Shkolim this week. It's the way it works out in a leap year, way because in a regular year, Parshas Shkolim is Parshas Mishpatim, and in a regular year, Purim is between Tetzaveh and Kisisa, right? In a regular year, but in a leap year, because the extra Adar, it all gets pushed a few weeks later, so always the Shas before Rosh Chodesh Adar is. Parsha Shkolim, so in this case it's the Shas for Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. So I do believe that's this Shabbos. The Shabbos is when was Purim Cotton? Was it last week? When did we have our Purim Cotton Suda?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, for sure.
Yeah.
So it's okay. Purim Cotton was 2 weeks ago, right? Not last week. Okay, right. So okay, we're done. So this week it's Vayakel and Shkolim. Okay, that's the Shabbos right before Shabbos Mevorchim of Ador Sheni. All right, so we're going to discuss, how it works out this year, as opposed to how it works out in a regular year. All right. As we mentioned, we discussed this in Parshas Truma, that. Truma Tetzaveh are the plans for the Mishkan. Vayakel Pekudei talks the actual building of the Mishkan. And we discussed how thought and action are sort of inverses of each other. What Sof Maisa is B'machshava Tchila, right? So that's why we explained, therefore, the discrepancy of why in Truma, it's the Aron first and then the other Kelim and then the Mishkan. And in this week's parasha, it discusses making the Mishkan first, and then the Aron and Kelim, because, in concept, the Aron is first, because it's the Ikar of the Mishkan, it's the Ikar of the Ashras HaShechina. In action, of course, you build the house first, because as Bezalel mentioned, Bezalel says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kelim Shani Osa Hecha Nachnisem, so you have to build the house first. So this parasha talks about the making of it, as opposed to Truma and Tetzaveh that talk about the plans for it. Now, in a regular year, where there's you go straight from Adar to Nisan, and there is no Adar Sheni. So, as we mentioned, how does it work out? How does it all fit? Right? It works out that Purim comes up before Parshas Kisisa. Right? You have Truma Tetzaveh, the plans for the Mishkan, and then you have Purim. Right? Because Purim in a regular year is on that side of things. Machshava. Vayakel Pekudei, which is the actual building of the Mishkan. Vayakel Pekudei we read as we're going into Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan, just like all those years ago, that's when they actually erected the Mishkan. Also the Nes of Nisan, the Nes of Pesach, was not just in Machshava, but was in Lemaisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lemaisa took us out, Me'avdus L'Cherus. We were Lemaisa, chosen. In Purim, it was the renewal was more in Machshava than in Maisa, in the sense that Akati Avdi Achashverosh, we're still the Avodim of Achashverosh, that didn't change. And that's why we don't say Halal on Purim, because we're still under Achashverosh. We weren't actually taken out of Golos. Just we were in our minds and hearts taken out of Golos. We did Tshuva Me'ava, we re-accepted the Torah, we realized that it's a nace, even though the nace was hidden. Right? So that's all, Purim is more in Machshava than it is Lemaisa. Right? Even though there was a Lemaisa aspect that they did go kill on a killing spree, on Tanis Esther, right? But it's more Machshava than it is Maisa. The recognition that there was a nace here. Even though the geopolitical status of the Jewish people didn't change, we were still in Golos. Bayis Sheni had not yet been built yet, but nonetheless, it was more in realization, right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells within us than in actually becoming physically manifest for the whole rest of the world to see, like Yetzias Mitzrayim, and like the binyan of the Mishkan Lemaisa, which happens in Nisan.
Right.
And we explained that that's why on a regular year, Purim is before Parshas Kisisa. Right? Because Parshas Kisisa is where we failed. It's where the Yetzer Hara got restored after we were purified. Yisrael Shomdu Har Sinai Paska Zuhamasan. Right, we had Mamad Har Sinai. We were temporarily like Adam Rishon before the sin, and the Yetzer was on the outside. The Chedego made the Yetzer have a comeback. And where does the Yetzer sit? Where does he sit? He sits between the Machshava and the Maisa. Yeah. Like the Gemara says, Ritzoneinu Lasos Ritzon. God, you know, we want to do what you want. El mi ma'akev sor shebi'isa v'shibud malchus. Right, it's the sor shebi'isa, it's the Yetzer Hara, the chometz. And the Shibud Malchus, and it's the Golas, they get in the way. But a Jew's heart is pure. A Jew ideologically is pure, his failure is in Maisa. He doesn't manage to live up to what he really believes in. So that's the Indian that, between the Mishkan in Machshava and the Mishkan in Maisa, is the Cheda Ego, that's where the Yetzer sits, between the Machshava and the Maisa. Right? And the Purim is all about that the Mishkan of the heart is always there and always pure and never destroyed. The Mishkan in Maisa, we have to be zocheh to be speedily rebuilt. Right? But in this is all in a regular year. Now, in a leap year, we already mentioned, there's a, leap year is to close the gap between the solar cycle and the lunar cycle. And we explained this on our drasha to Purim Katan. What do we explain over there? That the gap between the sun and the moon, besod miut hayarech, the moon is smaller, and that's why it also has a shorter cycle. That's all part of the miut hayarech. Right? That's why night is so dark, because the moon that lights up the night is so much smaller than the sun. Right? So it became smaller, and connected that cycle became shorter. Miut hayarech, right, is what gives room for the darkness. That's why night is dark. That's why there's darkness in the world. Darkness in the world also represents all the ra in the world. Right? So making the world lema'aseh, a better place, and lema'aseh, vanquishing the ra, is lo'asid lavo, that's what we daven, v'ya or levona korachama, right, what the Navi says, the moon will shine as brightly as the sun. That's also, there won't be any darkness, because day is not dark, and night won't be dark either. That's when the ra will be removed from the world. Right? That the miud hayareach is going to be supplemented for. V'layla k'yoyim yoyer, and night will shine as brightly as day. It means there won't be any more darkness, or there won't be any more evil in the world. And that's the tikkun of lemaisa. That's what that's what we need mitzvahs in Maisa for. Because the world of Maisa is the world that's tainted with evil. That's why mitzvahs are called a candle. Kiner mitzvah v'toror. You need a candle by day? No, you need a candle by night. Candles, how we supplement for the moon. Because the moon doesn't shine up the night enough. We need candles. The mitzvahs are called candles. Kiner mitzvah. Right? Mitzvahs that we do with our guf, which is to put Kedusha into the world of Maisa. The world of Machshava, we would like to believe, remains pure, at least by Jews, right? But it's the world of Maisa that needs to be illuminated, right? Illuminated with candles. Why do you need candles? You need candles at night because the moon is not big yet, not as big as the sun. That's Kiner Mitzvah. We need mitzvahs for candles to dispel the darkness, right? So now, in this year, right, of Shnata Ibur, that we have a extra Ador to merge the two cycles, right? And we spoke about that. We mentioned the Goyim last time, that the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the 10 days that the Zerah Tshuva, which is Yidi Tshuva, because how the lunar cycle is shorter than the solar cycle, and Yom Kippur is when the two catch up and they're in the same track, everything's reconciled. Three sets of Aser Shemeshuva are the 30 days of Ador Sheni. Right? We mentioned that. It's the koach of it's the whole year of koach of tshuva, the koach to close the gap between the moon and the sun, to close the gap also between the machshava and the maisa. Right? The maisa gets a little bit closer to the machshava. Right? And that's why in a leap year, Purim is on the other side of Kisisa. Purim, which represents the koach of the Mishkan b'machshava, the Mishkan that we have with us in our hearts, the Mishkan that we take with us, even in Golos, that the Shechina is with us wherever we go. And Hashem Hashochen itam betoch tumasim. Even in our being tamei, the Shechina is shochin with us. The Shechina is with us there in the days of Mordechai and Esther in Golos, protecting us.
Why normally it's when Purim is before Kisisa.
That's right. In the regular year, Tetzaveh.
And here coincides with which parsha?
You know, so that Purim comes out all the way in Vayikra.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, Parsha Shkolim, which is the beginning of the process, is Parsha Svayakel. Purim is, comes out on the other side of the Kisisa barrier, because there's like a closening. It's like we're, closing the gap between the solar and the lunar. It's also to close the gap between the Machshava and Maisa, which is where the Yetzer sits. He sits in that gap. And that gap created by the Miut Halavana, we're closing that gap. Right? So Purim, which is the power of at least ideologically, even when the chips are down, right? As far as how things look from the outside, right? How things look on the outside, in the Pnimius, the Shechina's with us. Hiddenly, the Shechina's with us wherever we are. Right? That tikkun becomes more lemaisa in this year. It becomes more lemaisa. We're closing the gap between machshava and maisa. As the koach of machshava bleeds through even more to the maisa. It's all the thing about being, I'm good at heart, I'm good. Well, that heart shines through more to the lemaisa level. On a leap year, you're closing the gap between the heart and the action.
So, what's the tikkun that needs to be done by us at that specific time, or this specific time?
Right. So I'm saying in a year like this, Purim is less theoretical and more lamasa. Right. It's
double this year.
It means the tikkun.
It's a bigger.
The tikkun is more manifest. It's less a tikkun.
You have to do something for it. It's like not just.
It affects reality. It's more potent. It affects physical reality more.
It's a real more.
That's right. And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara had a suffix. When should we make Purim on a leap year? Other Rishon or Sheni, and then the different Svaras, and finally Gemara concludes, Mismach Gula Gula Adifa. It's better to bring the Geula of Purim to be near the Geula of Pesach.
It sounds like a technicality, though.
It sounds, but Adifa is saying that because, the Geula of Purim is more Doime to the Geula of Pesach on this year. Mm-hmm. Right? On this year. It's befitting to be near. It's befitting for the two gulos to be near each other. Because that's mismachu, the gula of machshava, the renewal of the the values that they kimu v'kiblu in days of Mordechai Vester, and the gula of lemaisa. These two gulos are, the gap between them. There should not be a gap between them. You should look at it that they move Purim to be closer to Pesach. Mm-hmm. That's right. Instead of doing it out of Rishon. Right? They move Purim to be closer to Pesach, because the Gula of Purim is now more similar in this year to the Gula of Pesach. Gula of Pesach, Lemaisa, not just theoretically and ideologically. Right? This year it's more Dome to the Gula of Pesach. Okay, and therefore, the Arba Parsha, we begin the countdown to Purim, the process that leads up to Purim, starts now already it was delayed to now start in the Parshas that deal with the Lemaisa building of the Mishkan. Not the Mishkan of the heart, the Mishkan and Maisa. Because in this year, Purim is more Lemaisa than it is in regular years. The tikkun, the effect it has on physical reality is more potent. Right? The renewal of the heart bleeds through and shines more into the realm of Maisa on this year, more than other years. Right? But it still remains even on the Lemaisa Dika level, it still remains this board. It's the Machshava shining through to the Maisa. But it's still Be'ikar, the Koach of Machshava. And that's what the Megillah says. Hayamim mele niskarim v'nasim. These days are remembered and performed. There's zechira and asiyah. There's zechira and asiyah. Right? And that's like in the Mochemes Amok, there was zechira v'asiyah. Right? There was Moshe Rabbeinu with his hands up. Calls Manchisol Mistaklim Klape Mala Mishabes. Moshe Rabbeinu's hands up. Am Yisrael reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Maskir, to be Mishabedim Lavim Shabbat Shemaim. And then there's the Asiyah to actually kill Amalek with the sword. Right?
Is that like a mitzvah today too?
The
mitzvah Sayom and Purim, I'm saying.
So we're Mekayim, you know, the Asiyah of Purim with the mitzvahs that we do b'maisa on that day, with Taras Lev Yor, Mishloach Manos, Mikra Megillah, and Seuda, but it's Niskarim. It's Niskarim v'Nasim. It's the Koch of Zechira.
It's probably a mitzvah to watch Eichmann's trial, too.
Now look, now this also has to do with the power of Shabbos, you know, as we're going to talk more about this when we get to Shabbos Zohar in 2 weeks' time, right? That, you know, Shabbos Zohar, you know, is a big to-do, right, with, has to do with Purim, right? And the place can bring the source, Nizkorim V'nasim, because it says, Zohar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kacho. Purim is a day of Asiyah, of doing. So the Shabbos before is like day of Zechira, because Purim is about putting the Zikaron into the Maisa, putting the Machshava into the Maisa. So like in a regular year, it's more Zikaron than it is Maisa. On this year, it, you know, the Tikkun in Maisa is, you know, more expressed. Right? But even in a regular year, the Shabbos before is the Zechira, and the Purim is the day of the Asiyah. That's why we read Zohar Eis HaShos HaMoed on the Shabbos before. Kind of mitzvah of Zohar. So that the poskim are masmechit to the pasuk. Remember, Nizkorim v'nasim, you have to have the Zechira before the Asiyah. So we have to remember Maisa Amalek before the day of Purim, where we, as it were, do things that are Zechar to actually killing him. But Purim is all about the smichus of Machshava to Maisa, right? The koach of Machshava bleeding through the Maisa. On this year, the koach of, you know, how it affects Maisa is more potent because the gap between Machshava and Maisa are closed. But it's an amazing thing. In Parshas Vayakel, right? You know, it follows the pattern of Purim. Right? How so? Right? How so? The two ways. First of all, right, it's Shabbos before Melechus HaMishkan. So where your first Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and he joins the whole people together. Right? And he tells them Shabbos. And then he tells them the Tzivui of Melechus HaMishkan.
In Vayakel?
Here, in this week's parasha. Right? So Shabbos is Zechira. Right? Because on Shabbos you're not allowed to do Maisa. That's the whole point. You know, Shabbos is Osur and Melacha. Shabbos is day of just remembering. Zohar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kacho. And then there's the Asiyah, you know, building the Mishkan. Zechira before the Asiyah. But it gets deeper than that. It says, Vayakom Moshe, he gathered them all together. And then he tells them Shabbos. And then he tells them about the Mishkan. Right? You know, what does it say in the Megillah? Two times before the actual Mochemes HaMolek. Right? Lech kenosas kol Yehudim, gather all the Jews together. That was by Tanis Esther, when they did the tshuva. Right? They fasted for 3 days. Kenos, gather all the Jews together. And then what does it say when it came to the milchama? Nikalu ha-Yehudim. They all banded together. And then it says, and they went out and they killed. But nikalu ha-Yehudim, it's a term used over and over again. So much so that the Bavli says the reason, you know, that, you know, you don't need a source, that if you need be, if Shabbos, if Purim comes out on Shabbos, you could read the Megillah on Yud Gimel, on Tanis Esther, you know, read it early, because Yud Gimel, Zman Kehila Lakoi, as a pun on words of Nikalu Ayudim. Yerushalmi Taka says, Yom Milchama, it was the day of Milchama, the Bavli chaps onto Nikalu Ayudim. Right, that, you know, even though it says Nikalu Ayudim, V'omor Anafshom, they got them together and they stood up for their lives, right, Nikalurim Vahyo and the Vaharog Va'abed, right? Right, but it's still Nikalu. It starts with Nikalu. First banding together. First banding. And then doing it, killing. like Vayakel Moshe by Shabbos, and then the actual building of the Mishkan. There's something very, very deep to think about, right? So first of all, that Shabbos is a day of Achdus, we know. We spoke about this a few times, that on Shabbos, that's the Isser of Hotzah, Rishus L'Rishus. Everything should be just in Rishus HaYochid, singular domain, which represents being in God's domain, Rishus Yechido Shel Olam. You're not allowed to be in Rishus HaRabim, meaning do anything in Rishus, you know, carry in Rishus HaRabim. You should be in Rishus HaYochid. Should only be, you know, you're only allowed to carry, go do your day.
Yeah, but Rishus HaRabim only, there's only a specific place, a specific amount of people pass through. Very few places in the world that are considered Rishus HaRabim.
That is true. I'm not disputing that. But the principle is, nonetheless, that the, right, Shabbos, you're supposed to be in Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo, everyone should be in, you know, proper place, you know, together. Together in Rishus HaYochid, everything band together, one Rishus, like Achdus. That's what it says in the Kegavna, that Shabbos, everything is Misyachid, Le'ela Be'echad, everything is Brozer Hashem, it's a day of Achdus. So it's very apropos that Moshe Beidu told Am Yisrael Be'kihila, the mitzvah of Shabbos. Right? But the Kehila comes before the Asiyah, building the Mishkan. Right? That's also, you know, we're, it's something very deep to think about. Where is Achdus? It's just a thought. Achdus doesn't exist in physical reality. You know, every person's separate. Every guy does his thing. Achdus, doing something together. I mean, I do my thing. You do your thing. I do my half. You do your half. It's an idea, it's a concept. Achdus is a concept. Physically, everybody stands alone, and everybody's action is his own action. It's a concept. That, you know, that we're doing things in unison. All right?
Donald Trump said he's going to be the big unifier.
Yeah, okay. So far.
Big divider.
Yeah. It's a concept, Achdus. Right? But it's a concept that makes all the difference in the world. When we do things together, we're more effective. But what is Achdus? It's not something physical. It has a tremendous effect on physicality. Because in Achdus, things get done and things are more potent and more... But Achdus is a concept. This idea that we're united. That's all. It's all in the mind that we're all united. Everyone's just still as his own separate body and doing his own separate maaser. It's a concept. Right? Achdus is a concept. Being Nikalua Yehudim is a concept. But it's a concept that mamish makes all the difference on physical reality. Because if you band together, you could accomplish more if you're separate. Even though Lama said, when everyone's separate, everyone's doing their thing. Everyone's together, everyone's doing his body, doing his thing. But that concept makes all the difference in the world. So Nikalu Yehudim, they were all unified, and together in their unity, they will defeat the Goyim. When Am Yisrael's Ba'achdus, the concept of Achdus is something spiritual. So when we're Ba'achdus, right, you know, no one could take us. When we're Ba'achdus, we're only under HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the power of Achdus is actually an extension of Yichud Hashem. The power of Achdus is power on loan from God's unity. That's how unified. But it's something spiritual, it's not something physical. So it's a concept. Right? And that's the Koach of Purim. Right? That, you know, Am Yisrael is Ba'achdus. Esther started with like a kenosis, koyim, gathering them all together, and then it followed through, that Koach followed through to become Nikalu Yehudim. And then Vomar Asher, and that's how they mamash, you know, took on and killed 75,000 people in one day, all in one day, and, you know, yeah. That's the koach of concept, how the koach of concept is mashpia, right? Is mashpia on maise. Right? And that's, you know, and that's the inyan of machatzis hashekel. that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Haman, Kfar Kadmu Shkilem Lishkalecha. Haman thought, I've got money. Money is power, right? And I'm giving even much more silver than what Am Yisrael gave in the Midbar for Machzis HaShekel. The Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu laughed at him and says they gave their shkolim first, and that's why Bachad Ba'adar Mashmiyim Al HaShkolim. So it's very interesting. Bachad, to be Mekayim, that we give our shkolim before his, we're Mekayim that with Parsha Shkolim. You know, we don't actually give the Machzis HaShekel then. It's just Mashmiyim, it's just the message. Because Haman thinks, right, that money is power, right? And should be, therefore, whoever has more money has more power, right? Machzis HaShekel is what? Ha'asher lo yarbe, v'adal lo yamid. It's a whole new perspective of money. Everyone has to give exactly the same. Even a guy has more, but he still only gives Machzis HaShekel, right? Right, you know, and the poor guy, even though he's very poor, still has to give Machzis HaShekel. What does that teach you? Right? What does that teach you? That
everyone is unified and the same at the same time.
Yeah, everyone makes the same contribution. Money is not power. Money is not power. Right? Everyone makes their contribution. Right? And everyone's contribution is equal. Everyone has their mission from God. Machzis HaShekel says, right, that everyone has, is equally important as far as yitnu. What do they give to the world? What you really accomplish in the world. A person who has more money doesn't accomplish more. He doesn't. The Machzis HaShekel is, as it were, the shorish of money. Kesef b'shorsho, in shorish, everyone accomplishes the same amount. A millionaire who has millions doesn't accomplish more than a poor person, right? He just has more money, stop. He doesn't necessarily contribute more to reality. What did you contribute? How did you make the world a better place? How did you make the world more holy? How did you make the world, or every Jew could contribute the same amount? Zeh yitnu, this is what everyone contributes. Everyone gives the same Machzis HaShekel. Just my Machzis HaShekel doesn't look the same as yours, right? You know, because my mission is different. But in Shurish, everyone is equally as important, right? You can't have Achdus, right? If there are some people who are more, you know, Be'etzim, better than others, right? Can't have Achdus, right? But you also can't have Achdus if everyone thinks he's perfect. Mm-hmm. So everyone gives, everyone contributes the same, but everyone contributes what? Only Chetzi, only a half. I need you to be my other half. And that's how you could have Achdus. Achdus is two things. First of all, everyone's equally as important. There's no fifth wheel on the cart. Everyone's equally as important, right? But also, no one is whole by himself. I'm only chetzi. And you're also only chetzi. And that's why we need each other to be mashlim. To be mashlim, to complement, loshen shlemus, because without each other, we're just chetzi. Someone thinks money is power. Money is not bets and power. You know, see, money is just another thing that people give, but everyone equally makes the same contribution. And no one has bets and more important, you know, is not more important to the Bria than someone else. Everyone equally makes their own unique contribution, and everyone is equally lacking and needs to be mushlam, you know, by his fellow Jew, or be mushlam also by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? No one is whole, right? So Be'echad Barar Mashmim Al Shkolim, we have to remember what money is about, right? We have to learn less that money itself is not power, right? Money is just another resource that passes through us, right? But as far as what we contribute, everyone contributes the same amount to the world. Someone who has more money doesn't necessarily make a bigger contribution. And so the Mishkan that boiled it all down to the Shurish, in Shurish, at the root of the matter, everyone makes the same equally important contribution to the Bria, and no one is a whole thing in his own right. You need a Kodesh Baruch Hu to be Mashamu, you need your fellow Jew to be Mashamu. You're just Chetzi. Right? No one is Shalem in his own right. Right? Amalek thinks, You know, I don't need God. I have a lot of money. I don't need God. Right? Machzis HaShek reminds us that no matter how much money you have, you don't contribute more than the poor guy to the reality, and you're also equally as needy of your fellow Jew and of God. You're only chetzi. Right? But you have to see money that way to be above the power of money. You know, Haman's coming with the power of money, like Donald, right? Power of money, right? Right? You know, about money, you have to realize, you know, you have to see through it. You have to see through it that everyone's equally as important, and yet everyone is equally as lacking that he needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his fellow Jew to be mashlim him. Right? So therefore, this is how, in order to have Vayakel, that we all get together with the Koch of Achdus, and the Koch of Achdus is recognition, I need my fellow Jew, and I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and those two recognitions go together, and that's how you have Achdus, because Achdus is something spiritual, comes from God. You have to recognize you need God, but you also have to recognize you need your fellow Jew, right? And that's the opposite of Sinas Chinam, because people thought you don't need their fellow Jew, I could do without my fellow Jew, and my fellow Jew is just a threat to me. It depletes my risk. So HaKadosh says, if you don't think you need your fellow Jew, then I'm out of it also. So you don't need your fellow Jews either. So I take away my basim. I take away my ashras ashrina. Machzis HaShekel is that, yeah, I contribute something. My contribution is not better than yours. And for everything that I contribute, I'm still only a half. So I need my fellow Jew and I need God. And when you have those two recognitions, you have the koach of achdus, which is the call, which is something spiritual, comes from God. We have to recognize that you need God, and God doesn't come to you unless you recognize that you also need your fellow Jew, because he's just as important in doing my work as you are. So you need machatzis hashekel to have vayakel. Right? And that's the niskarim that you have before the asiya, that with the concept of achdus, which is all more in concept than it is physically measurable. It's all kind, but it makes all the difference in the world, and that's the meaning of the Ibrior, that, you know, that the Koch of Machshava has more of an impact on Lemaisa, and that's best exemplified by the concept of Achdus, that it's just a concept that people are all hooked up to the same idea, and yet it makes all the difference, because we see things done by Achdus are more potent and everlasting than things not, right? And you need Machatzis HaShekel to have Achdus. You have to realize everyone's equally as important, right? And yet, as much as everyone's equally as important, each one is only a half. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we need each other. We mashlim ourselves with the cognizance of Machzis HaShekel. We have Vayakel. We have the end with Vayakel, which also comes from the Koach of Shabbos, right? That's why Shabbos said Kehila, right? So we have all these concepts together. We have the Nikalu HaYehudim. We have the koch of the zechira that leads to the asiya, which vanquishes Amalek l'maisa.